Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining me. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey is one of the top home-based business teleworking experts in the world. He's the author of a book called Safe at Home, which every home-based business needs, and Teleworking and Telecommuting. That's the new book. He's a syndicated columnist. You'll see his byline all over cyberspace and in print. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always great to be here.
He's also the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, chosen by SBA, and we're proud of him for that. Jeffrey, you've been on vacation. How'd it go?
It was great. We did some skiing up in Toronto. It's funny, a matter of perspectives when you're either north heading south or south heading north. We're in Fort Lauderdale, and we drove with...
Time out. You drove from South Florida to Toronto?
We drove from South Florida to Toronto.
Holy mackerel.
Everyone in South Florida, to a man or woman, said, "Are you nuts?" Sort of like the response that you're giving me.
Exactly.
Right now.
I'm singing that same chorus.
Yeah, but you know what? You get up to Toronto and you tell them the grief you got from people about driving. What's the big deal? Because they all from whether it's New York, New Jersey, we don't get a lot from Michigan, but from the from the Eastern Seaboard up into Canada. All their license plates. I don't think they have any cars left up there because they're all down here in the wintertime. They say, "What's the big deal? I mean, we made it in 24 hours."
Snowbirds, but Jeff, snowbirds have nowhere to go and all day to get there.
Hey, there you go. And
you got
that migration.
You guys have jobs.
We have jobs. We got work. You know what? I have my BlackBerry and I have my laptop and an internet connection, and my job follows me wherever I go. Sad to say,
it's
almost like yours.
Actually, I think it's pretty cool.
No, it's exceptional.
I think it's cool that we can. One of the words that our buddy Dan Pink likes to use is untethered.
Untethered. Exactly.
I like that word. You know, when you think about it, I mean, people who are in business today, whether they're home based or not, they can be untethered if they want to be.
I'm doing an article right now on a concept of Wi-Fi and what they call hotspots. Which are essentially the concept of a cyber cafe or a restaurant, but it's not a cyber cafe in the sense that you go in and use their computer. You go in with your laptop, and if you have a Wi-Fi card plugged into the slot, you can log on to the internet using their service. And it's a subscription-based service, but the concept is, you know, someone said to me, "Well, why the heck would you want to do that if you have, like, a BlackBerry?" I'm like, "Well, you bring your laptop, and you have your entire...
Right.
organization.
You got your world
right there. You don't have, you know, it's not my BlackBerry is a godsend because it sends me my email.
Well, even though you were on vacation, you're a writer. I mean, you don't want to tap out an article on your BlackBerry.
And it's impossible. I can't, you know, BlackBerry's and it's like a short message
it's
device.
It's a tool, but it's not the tool.
Right, exactly. So that's what, you know, we had that to travel around, and that's what makes travel, and you know, there's a double-edged sword or a two-sided coin to that. You know, we can travel with our laptop. Frankly, I ended up using their laptop and only checking email while I was there. I didn't really do a lot of work because I planned and I forewarned all my clients that I would be traveling, and I put that on my email and I put that on my voicemail and, you know, told them that I wasn't going to be around. If they need me, they can email me, but I would not be checking any voicemail, and here's my email address if you need me. But, you know, the problem with that, and I've spoken to a couple people, I've recently formed a mastermind group down here of like-minded individuals and non-competing
industries.
That's kind
of scary, Jeff.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly.
A bunch
mastermind.
Of folks who think like Jeff Zavar. That's pretty
scary. We use that phrase loosely, mastermind, you know, a clutch of you know, people. But one of the concerns was limiting the expectations that one person I spoke to said he does not return. He used to be in computer consulting in the sense that he was hired gun IT guy. And if he responded to a page immediately, people would expect him to respond immediately, especially when he knew those people were, that was not their, you know, it wasn't an emergency, but, you know, their crisis is his emergency, so to speak, or vice versa. So he would always wait a few minutes before responding, just to limit their expectations so they don't come to expect him to call back in
a nanosecond.
Well,
we do, don't we?
We do that.
We do that. I mean, you and I stay pretty close to our email. We, you and I expect each other to get back pretty quickly.
And I don't mind when somebody's reaching out for information, when it's an editor with a quick question. I like being responsive. But there are times that I think you come to expect that. And I think that we've got to make sure that we either limit the expectation or just let our clients know that there's a distance occasionally between us and our email or our responses and their queries and our responses.
The way I think of being untethered, I keep going back to the how I behaved when I got my first portable telephone. For the first 3 days, I stayed within 8 feet of the base.
Right.
Because
right.
I didn't all my life I'd been hooked up to the telephone by a telephone line by the wire, you know,
right.
from the handset. And after about 2 or 3 days, I looked at my phone. I looked up and I said, "You big dummy, you know you can walk out in the yard if you want to."
Exactly.
And so that's the kind of the revelation. That's the change in your mind that you have when you realize, hey, my whole working world could be I could do lots of different things. Because
do this
I have
from
the technology.
Anywhere. Exactly. Do this from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, it's everyone has to learn. And, this is not news, so everyone is learning, and everyone has learned. But I'm presenting, for example, a presentation. Talk about scary. Someone's hired me to do a presentation on remote technology and using a BlackBerry, using a short message device, or using a 3G phone or, you know, any of these tools that allow, they're all insurance agents, so what allows them, you know, they don't make money sitting at their desk all day.
Right.
But they also can lose money by being untethered in a negative sense, by being out of contact.
Right.
So how do they stay connected while being outside of the office? And we're going to learn and explore some ideas there. It's beyond the BlackBerry. It's beyond the 3G phone. It's beyond the hotspot in the cyber cafe. There's got to be ways that people can really find their connectivity and stay tethered and focused while untethered.
And not only for ourselves, this is important to internalize, but also in the way we think of our employees.
Mm-hmm.
When we think of where the employee is actually needs to be, and when we have an opportunity to hire a good employee who we find out about, and instead of asking them, instead of saying, well, you know, are you willing to move here? You say, tell me what kind of equipment you have. Tell me what kind of technology you have. The questions are changing.
And that's key. I mean, also, as we have employees who we trust and empower to work from home, we need to know that they're going to, if they work from home, if they work remotely, they're working successfully.
Absolutely. Stand by, Jeffrey. Well, folks, when we come back, we're going to change the subject a little bit and talk about what you need to be doing in 2003. Get your marketing going. Get some business rolling in here. 20 after. Stay with us. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasting Game. Small Business Advocate Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And, folks, when you get there, don't forget to check out all the different articles that Jeffrey has there. You can also find out more about the books. He's written a number of books. They're there. But the Safe at Home, you know, I know your new one. I know you're really proud of your new one, Telework and Telecommuting, and I am too, Strategies for Remote Workers and Their Managers. This is an outstanding. This is a book that will help you continue the discussion that we just had, Jeffrey, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
And the things that we just got through talking about. But don't forget the Safe at Home book, too, because especially if you're setting up a new home-based business office, then this is good stuff. It'll keep your, it'll not only keep you safe, it'll keep your stuff safe and your information safe. So check that out when you get a chance. And Jeffrey, we're going to, I want to move over and talk a little bit about what we need to be doing to get things revved up again in this last segment. What do you think we should be doing to get our customers and our prospects off the dime and doing business with us?
Well, one thing I did before the holidays, as many people out there do, is I went ahead and I sent out holiday cards. Usually I send out a holiday gift. I sent out just a very novel card this year. And to try and get remembered, I sent it early in the season to most people so that it didn't get mixed in with the clutter of all the other cards that their prospects and their clients and customers and you know, and their vendors are sending them, trying to make sure they stay memorable and get remembered, which is the point of marketing. But now that we're in the new year, you know, everyone's got, there's a cautious optimism out there right now, and people are very hopeful that things are going to be, you know, continue on a sort of upticking path. And I think you need to stay in your clients' faces, and I think it's time to make some telephone calls and send out some email reminders. I sent out a reminder to a client on Monday, and she got back to me the next day with two article assignments.
Now, when you send an email to them as a reminder, how do you do that? How do you focus the, how do you pose the comments?
Well, essentially, what I say is I open up with a salutation, you know, greetings, and you know, and people know me as being sort of playful and friendly, so it's not like dear Joan or dear Bob or you know dear Jim. I mean, it's you know greetings, Steve, or whatever the case may be. In this case, it was Barbara. So, you know, hey, Barb, how are you? Because, you know, I used to be a columnist with her before the crunch hit her budget. But I said, you know, it's been a long time since we've spoken. I hope you're well. I hope the holidays treated you well. I told her a little bit about, you know, I didn't go on long. It was a short paragraph, but said that we just came off vacation. We all had a good time. You should have seen my kids skiing and whatnot. And then I went into the fact that, you know, I know that, you know, you guys have some special sections coming up that are focusing on small business issues in the state of Florida. I was hoping I have some ideas that I can throw your way on this or that. You know, I tossed out a few ideas, but opened the door to her putting ideas back my way, because I do know that this publication, this is part of it, knowing what your clients' needs are, especially if they're on a cyclical basis.
That's the most important part, isn't it?
You have to know what their needs are so that you can position yourself. Because,
Which means that you have to have thought about them. You have to have done a little pre-qualifying of this.
Exactly. I mean, as a journalist, and it, you know this, I mean, when someone contacts you, when a PR person contacts you and says, you know, I've got the best new kitchen appliance, we want to do a story on it, well, obviously they don't know who I am. I'm a journalist writing about small business. Mm-hmm. Same thing when a writer queries a publication or when a vendor queries a potential client. I mean, you have to know what their needs are. You know, the more due diligence and research you can do, the better. But, and then you pose that in your query letter so that you say, you know, I know that you guys have your special section that comes out on the state of business in Florida every, you know, comes out like end of first quarter. So, you know, I know you have that here. I have some ideas. And if you have anything, so she got back to me, not using my ideas, but got back to me with some ideas
right.
of her own.
What about if we sent an email and said, hey, John, hope the holidays were good for you. And I'm looking forward to an outstanding 2003 together with you. It, you know, is there a good time that we can get together and talk about making sure 2003 is great for both of us? When's a good time for that? Something like that.
I think that's a great idea. Because
Leave it at that.
I mean, I think a part of it is I'd like to make a call to action. I like to leave the
but
ball.
But I guess what I was thinking, if somehow you didn't really know what to ask them about, you didn't know. You hadn't qualified them enough or whatever. You see what I mean?
I think it's – well, I think the two things, first off. One, it leads to, you know, further qualification because, secondly and most importantly, we rely so much on email that we never pick up the horn and talk
right.
to people. And I
right.
think that your example you just gave leads to a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's better. I like prefacing conversations. Two things I do. I preface emails or I end emails with a call to action for a phone call. I never like to make it rely on,
right.
on email. But secondly, I like to push it back in the week. You know,
right.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, time for phone calls because everyone's crazed. And
what if they've already received an email from you and they haven't gotten back with you? If they hear that you're on the line, I think they'd be more likely to take the call.
Yeah,
they
might
busy.
Know.
Not that they wouldn't take your call, but they might be really busy.
And they have a little bit of head start. They know what you're ready to talk about.
And I think unless there's some specific thing that you know that you guys have been talking about, you'd like to move something along. You've already got something in the pipeline. If that's what's going on, then obviously you need to put that in the email. But if you're just trying to get them cranked up again for 2003, just send them a quick note and say, hey, look, looking forward to 2003. When can we get together?
Yeah, it's important to make sure that you have that sort of information flow and just create relationships and make
yep.
them last throughout the year.
Exactly. Jeffrey Zabar, thank you so much. Give us your website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Lots of great stuff there. And don't forget his books. Zbar is how you spell his last name. Jeffrey, Happy New Year. We'll see you later.
Happy New Year, Jim. Thanks for having me.
He'll be back, and I will be too in just a few minutes. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.